Eloichozil Yolus, if they're not fit for Korban Eloh, or Chayvo, Korban Yolus Nadova could be brought from Yolus Nadova. So even though the Shechita was done Shalai Lishmo, still it's kosher for Nadova. Elohoka, but over here, by this Osher Mitzvah, Eloh Muk misled the Musai, if you're not going to leave it to be a regular Osher Mitzvah, with its own Mincha, Osher Nadova Meika, there's no Osher Nadova to be brought. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush only by Nosher Mitzvah, even though the shechita was done, Shleil Lishmo, still you should bring the menachos. First, Tani Kabbosted to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi proof to Rabbi Yochanan. It says clearly, Osher Mitzvah, the Yoshim that a Mitzvah brings, Sheshachotu Shleil Lishmo, if the shechita was done, Shleil Lishmo, Oy Shleil Nosen Midoma Ka'agabi Behinis, they did not put from the blood of it on the behinis, on the thumbs of the Mitzvah. Harezu oilo legavi mizbeach, still it's oilo legavi mizbeach. And still, the toy nesachim, you have to have the nesachim, the menachas brought with it. V'tzorach oshem achalat hiroi. That since this oshem was brought shalai l'shemoi, that's the klal for all the bainle mishum chayva. So the Rami has to bring another one. Just in order to be brought this korbin, Amadar has to be the nesachim with it. That's of Yechanan's chiddush. That even though the bainle manamakayim the chayv, but our koponim, this oshem is brought with its nesachim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape. At the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll continue that tzaddik on the other side. Yeah, we're holding that tzaddik omer aleph on top of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, kol midos, kol hamidos, shohayi b'midosh, all the different measuring cups that were in the base of Midosh, is hoyu nigdoshes. The way they used to measure them was the way you used to pile up on top. Used to be gedushim is with the piling on top of it. Chutz mishal kohen gadol, excluding the sorin that was used to measure off the chavite kohen gadol, that measuring cup shoya goit shlotoychoy. That was like a bigger measuring cup that the whole sorin fit inside the kli itself. You didn't have to have the piling up on top of it, but rather the whole thing fit inside and they would smooth it down on top. And we had before the Chura dislike Rabbi Meir Shittam, that he held there were two Esrainas, two different Kalim, to measure any sir and a flower. One was Gedusha and one was Mechuka. So all the Midas, the regular one was used Nigdashis, and only the Kohen Gadol, his was used with Mechuka, that's called Goitcha Letoicha. Now the Mishnah says, Beirut Sehem Kodesh, the overflow, Midas Halach, when the measuring cups of lach, of liquid, so Beirut Sehem, the overflow of the Kli, was also Kodesh. Midas Hayovish, Mashenkin, when you had a measuring cup that you measured out the flour, the dry things, Beirut Sehem Chol, the overflow of it was Chol, had no Kedusha. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Kiva says, Midas halach kodesh. Yes, that the measuring cup that you measured liquid with, it itself was kodesh. Therefore, lefikur, therefore, beritzayim kodesh. What overflows, it also has kedusha on it. Like we'll see in the Gemara, he also was nimshach, both the inside of the kli and the outside of the kli. Therefore, what overflows on the outside of the kli also becomes kodesh. Mashen kein, midos hayovish, what your measuring cups you use to measure the dry things, he holds choyl, the chal, even what goes inside it, is also choyl. And therefore, the fikr beret seim choyl, therefore what overflows outside, is also choyl, has no kedusha. So that's where Rabbi Kiva really argues in a Tanakamra. Tanakamra is mashma by midas. Yovesh, it's kodesh. It's only the outside of it is choyl. According to Rabbi Kiva, really the midas yovesh bechlal was choyl. So how come what's inside it is Kaddish? It's only Kaddish, Machmas, Kedusha Sapteh, but not because of the Kli itself. Rabbi Yosef says, Loi Mishum Zeh, that's not the reason. Ela Shalach Nekor, V'ha Yovesh Eino Nekor. Means like when liquid falls in, it gets stirred up. It gets mixed up, so the Pshat is, even though it overflows, it's not the Pshat, just the top part overflows. But the new liquid comes in, goes inside the kli, becomes kodesh, and then it overflows. Ma'ashen came by yavesh, it does not go into the kli at all. It only stays on top of the kli. So therefore, since it's only on top of the kli, therefore, what overflows the top of the kli remains chol. Only what's inside the kli is kodesh. Now the Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? E Rabbi Meir, if the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, Yeluchura, Chad Gedusha Hevei, there was only one Kli that was Godush, and there was one Kli that was Mochuk. So what's the Lashon Mishnah? Kol Hamidis Mashma, there were more Kalim, more measuring to do with Nigdashois than there was by Mechuka. And according to Rabbi Meir, Yeluchura was equal, there was one and one. Throughout the Gersik, it says in the Sheet, the real the Gersik should have been, Irabi Meya Trehevi, there were two of them, Chad Godush with Chad Mochuk, that should be the Gersik. So who's the Mishnah go like? Irabonin, Chod, there was only one measuring cup for an Isarin, or Mochuk Hevi, it was only Mochuk. So how could our Mishnah say that it's Goitcha? So Mary says, Omer Rab Chizu Chiz, the answer is Leon and Rabbi Meya. And Echnami, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meya, that really there were two measuring cups of an Isarin. Oh my, kol midos. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Kol midos? It means to say kol medidos. In other words, even though the Taka had two kalim, but most of the time that they used to measure, most of the measures were done with gedushos. Rashi says kol medidos means show you medidim bo hoyo gedushos. Like most of them was piled up and would flow over. Then the Mishnah says midos halach biritzayim kodosh. By a midas of lach, a measuring cup that he measured the liquid, the shemen with, so it overflew, the overflow was also Kodesh. And that's the machlekes, whether it was or not. So Mar says the Maikim of Lagi, what's the machlekes in the Mishnah, whether the Gedusha is Kodesh or not? It was like the Tanakamas of our midas halach, nimshecho beimi bachutz. A midas halach, the Meshicha, the gave us Kedusha, was done both inside and outside. So the outside of the Kli also had Kedusha. Therefore, the overflow that came down the outside of the Kli also became Kodesh. Mashen came Midas Yavish, the measuring cups they used to measure off the flour, the dry things. Nim Shechamim Bifnim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshech, the Kelim, only the inside of it had Kedusha. For Lo Nim Shechamim Bachutz, but outside had no Kedusha. Therefore, what flow, the overflow outside was not Kodesh, only what comes inside it. There's a difference between Midas Halach and Midas Hayovish. Now, Rabbi Kiva Savar, Midas Halach, true, he holds up like the Tanakamo, Nimshecho, Beimi Bifnim, Beimi Bachutz. That he also agrees that the Midas Halach, the measuring cups to measure liquid, that was Nimshach, both Mi Bifnim and Mi Bachutz. Therefore, both parts have Kedusha to it. Therefore, what overflows on the outside is also Kodesh. But Rabbi Kiva holds Midas Yavish, the measuring cups that you measure Yavish with, Le Nimshecho Kolikar. He holds it was not Nimshech at all, it had no Kedusha at all. Therefore, what overflows is Chol, and really even what goes inside should also be Chol. And the only reason why what's inside is Kodesh is only because it has a Kedusha's Peh on it. And therefore, only what you need, you are Makdish. But it overflows, the part that goes out that you do not need, that you never meant to be makdish with your pair, therefore with overflow is not the Kodesh. Now, Rabbi Yesi Savar, Idi V'idi, Nimshecho Mibifnim, V'lo Nimshecho Mivachutz. Yesi holds no, even the Midas Halach, it was only Nimshach, the inside, only really what goes inside it receives Kedusha. And not what's outside the outside of Kli was not Nimshach, has no Kedusha. So why does he agree that the Berutzei Lach is Kodesh? The Lach, you know why by Midas Halach even the overflow is Kodesh? Because Nekar, because it like stirs up, flows over. Omigavod Monokosti, it comes from the inside of the Kli, like we said. Liquid falls in, you pour it inside, and what goes down deep, that's what overflows. So first it went inside the Kli, therefore became Kodesh. Therefore what overflows already received this Kedusha. But Vahayovich, when you measure dry things, ain't a nekar does not overflow like. In the overflow did not stir it up from inside. Vahi nekar, what overflows, my heavy, so what? Gavra lamay de tzorach kamachavin, is only mechavin, if you makdish, what goes inside and what you need, and not the overflow. So therefore, since the Kedusha was only on the inside and not on the outside, therefore the overflow of the Yavesh has no Kedusha. That's the Pshat and Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether the overflow has Kedusha or not.
Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Dimi, Ba Shishno Mishmei Derav, Zoy Semeris. From here we hear, Zoy Semeris, that Klishoris Mekadishin Shloi Midas. And the Chur, according to Rav Yosi, that he says the Midas Halach, even though it's only Nimshach Mibifnim, but still would overflow this Kaddish, because as long as it went inside the Kli, it received this Kedusha, even though you do not need it. Even though Shloi Midas means what overflows you do not need. If you had no das, it should become Kaddish. Still, automatically, it becomes Kaddish. So it's a raya for me that the Klishora says Mekaddish and Shlomi Das. Ravina Mervina says, the other Mnach Vilei Atayilam Lolam Eimeloch, Klishora ain't the Mekaddish and Melami Das. No. A Klishora is not Mekaddish anything. Unless the owner of the Bailam has Das, or in the Beis Hamidrash, the Kohen has Das, it should become Kaddish. If so, how come over here the overflow is Kaddish? Shai, you have no Das to make a Kaddish? Ogzera, here it's Ogzera, Shem Yermu, maybe people will say, Moitzia Miklisharis Lachil. Now this liquid that falls into the Klisharis, we're afraid if you say what overflows is Chil, people will say anything that goes inside the Klisharis. Also it's Chil. So therefore now we know usually it's not. Usually what goes inside is Kaddish, and when it comes out it's still Kaddish. So the people should not say this, therefore the overflow, even though you do not need it, still it's Ogzera Midrabbanin that should have its Kedusha. Moiser observes, there he asked the question. It says like this, see the rest of lechem, used to put the lechem on the shulchan. Let's say they put it not on Shabbos, but they put it a day late, they put it there first on Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. Vik the rest of bezichin b'Shabbos psula. So if they'll be marked to burn the bezichim on the coming Shabbos, it's possible, because it was not on the shulchan of complete week. Kate said, Yasa, what should you do better? Yanichenu l'Shabbos aboy, should leave it there until the next Shabbos. Even though the Kamar was on the Shulchan more than 7 days, more than the Shabbos, because that's the Lachom. Sha'afilu hu al Shulchan yom rabim ein mekachlum. As long as it stays on the Shulchan, even though more than 7 days, still it's kosher. Now the question is, Ramai, hosam nam, what did I say over there? Also, leimam gzeira shemu yemru mafkidim bechlisharis. The people will say that you're allowed to leave things in the klisharis, like here you're leaving the lechem on the shulchan. And really, once something goes into the klisharis, it gets kedushas aguf. Usually there's a psulina. There's a special din here on the shulchan, it's okay. But why don't we make a gzera? If you leave it on the shulchan longer than you have to, people will think you're allowed to leave any kachim in the klisharis, even overnight. Gemara says, no, p'nir machutz karomis. Yes, and the question of what happens inside the shulchan is inside the kachim, to what happens outside on the chutz, I tell you, p'nir lav kuliyal yodi. Not everybody knows what's doing inside the kachim, in the kodesh. Therefore, where the shulchan was, not everybody knows what's doing there. Therefore, there's no gzera. People think you're allowed to leave things in the klisharis. Mashen ken chutz, what's done outside, though, in the azor and the Beis Hamikdash itself, Kuliyal Meyad, everybody knows what's doing there. Therefore, would say what comes out of the Kli is Chol. People will say the things that come out of the Kli Shavuos is still Chol. Therefore, by the Midas Halach, there's a Gzera to say it's Kaddish to Berutzin. But that happens Bachutz. Mashenka, what happens on the Shulchan, the Pnim, here there's no Gzera. Marissa, Tanan Hosim learnt over there, Tanan Hosim learnt the Mishnah Shkolim, that Moisen Nesochim. What do we do with the leftover of Nisochim, the things that set aside for the Nisochim of a Korbin, for the Mincha, for the Yayin? So it says the moist leftover goes to Chayitz Mizbeach. It means when there's no Korbonis to be brought, they bring a Korban Oilo, that the Mizbeach should not be bottled. That's called Lekayitz HaMizbeach. Now, my moist Nisochim, what does it mean to say the leftover of the Nisochim? So, Rabbi Chiyo, Rabbi Yosef Omar Birutzei Midas. It means the overflow of the Midas. That's called the Moisir of the Nesachim. The overflow of the Shemun or of the Yayin. So here it says it goes L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. Mashman has Kedusha on it, and it goes to the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Yechanan says, no, the case of Moisir Nesachim here means Kayetz HaShashin, that we learned. HaMakabal Olov L'Sapek Soltois. If somebody accepts upon himself to supply flour for the Beis HaMikdash, Me'arba, he accepted upon himself to give 4 saws of flour worth a shekel, let's say. Arbisoyim besela, and v'hoikru, later the flour became more expensive. V'yomdu v'sholosh, now a sela, you only get 3 pounds, only 3 soyim of flour. Still the locker is, yisopik mi'arba, he has to still give them the way he first said he would give them, and you have to give them 4 soyim for the sela, what you recover upon yourself. And what's going to be the opposite?